It's been projected that nearly one out of two first marriages will ultimately end in divorce. Over 5,000 couples divorce each day in China alone. Clearly, this is an issue that affects families all over the world, leaving people confused about what happened and where to go from here. In Kendra Crowell Hurd's book, Finding the Silver Lining of Divorce, What to Do When I Do Turns Into I Don't, divorce can be viewed through the lens of learning, as a unique opportunity to grow and continue down the path of self-cultivation with hope at the forefront of the journey.
You have a dedication at the front of the book which says, "For my deceased ex-husband, who spoke from heaven saying, sign up for your business on the internet." Tell me that story and how it led to releasing the book.
I actually have a friend who's a medium, and she was coming home from Peoria after spending 4 days on business in Peoria, and she was in her car alone. And my deceased ex-husband started talking to her, and she had the presence of mind to turn on her iPhone, and she recorded what she said to him. She couldn't record him because he was in her ear. And so she goes home and she turns the recording on and she typed up what she remembered he said and what she said. And then she sent it to me. And then she came over a couple of days later and we discussed it. And I got to ask him questions. And the reason he contacted her was he was seeking forgiveness from me for our divorce and wanted to say some other things and kind of blew me out of the water. And what was so intriguing was that I had a mass email from Balboa in my email box about self-publishing. And I had already written this book and I just didn't have the nerve to do it. So I called Balboa and I talked to them and I chickened out. Then, you know, it just wouldn't leave me alone, the thought. And then in January of 2013, the mass email from Balboa is in there again. And so I called them, and this time I didn't chicken out.
It seems like people tend to get married so young when perhaps they don't fully know who they are and haven't quite grown into who they're going to be.
Yes.
There's an argument that could be made for holding off on such a huge commitment. And you're a counselor, so I imagine you work with people struggling with that exact issue.
Exactly.
What do you think the healthiest mindset is to have before entering into marriage?
Well, actually, I think that it's, and the research would back me up, is the best thing is that you live alone first. In other words, you don't jump from your parents' house or college right into marriage. You live alone. You figure yourself out, hopefully with some little introspection. And then you're better prepared to know, okay, this is what I like and this is what I don't like, rather than, you know, jumping from one multifamily dwelling to another.
The book consists of a series of physical, spiritual, and mental tools people can use to help them heal and move on. The first tool you discuss has to do with finding out what your body is trying to say.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a bit about that process?
Yeah. What actually happened was is that I was on a massage table, and I had a sciatic issue. And the sciatic hurt so badly that I could hardly think clearly. And so I'm on her massage table, and she's working on me, and she says, "Well, Kendra, this is sciatica." She says, "Do you know what that means in the mind-body connection?" I said, "No, I don't know what that means. What are you talking about?" She said, "Your spine is about being straight with yourself." And she says, "You're being hypocritical. You're not walking your talk." And I said, "Wow. I think I'm going to get off this table and hit you."
Yeah.
And she says, "Well, literally, I must have hit a nerve." And mm-hmm. I said, "Well, yes. The reason that the massage therapist is correct is because I was being hypocritical. What had actually happened was, after my divorce, I had dated this gentleman for about a year and a half, and then we broke up. Well, then he, you know, called back about a year later, and the bait was a vacation.
Uh-huh.
And I took it, but I came home limping. And it was my sciatica because I knew I didn't have any business being there. So that's how I became an instantaneous believer of Louise Hay, because my body was really talking to me.
And jumping from the more physical to the mental, what role does intuition have when assessing our mindset?
Intuition, that's one of my favorite subjects because that's God talking to us. And I've said for years that God's been talking to me for a long time, but I've been hanging up on him.
Mm.
And I didn't want to do that anymore because I made my life hard. I literally was standing in the back of the church when we were getting married, crying because I knew that I was making a mistake. But I didn't have the self-confidence to turn around and walk away because here's all my friends, and I just didn't have walk away.
You talk about sending blessings to the one that hurt you. Do you think that forgiveness plays a large role in being able to move on with your life?
Oh, absolutely. My advanced training is in something called blind body medicine, which is from Harvard Medical School. And one of the things that they told us is that forgiveness is the key that unlocks the opportunity for healing because of the stress chemistry that runs through our body when we have negative thinking and we have unforgiveness. It's kind of like a drain clog. When God tries to come and work through us, he gets to unforgiveness and he gets stuck. So the opportunity is to forgive so that you are more of an open channel when God tries to come in and work through you.
I think a very interesting concept you suggest is asking, how am I like my former spouse or partner?
Oh.
I'm sure it's really challenging for those who are trying to move past the situation, but it sounds like an important approach to self-discovery and reflection.
Absolutely. I went to therapy 2 days later after my ex got out, and I stayed for 2 years. But one of the things he said to me was, well, maybe you might want to figure out how you're like your ex. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, you wouldn't be with him if there weren't some common denominators. And I was offended, actually, but I don't like to pay money and not pay attention. So I went home and I started making a list and it scared me. And once I saw myself on that paper that I didn't like, then I knew that that was parts of me that I needed to rearrange and change my energy vibration so that I didn't attract the same kind of person again.
What is your main hope for people who read your book that are currently dealing with divorce?
Well, my main hope is that eventually they heal and that they're happier than they ever imagined they could be. And they have peace of mind and empowerment and hope that it's possible to be happier than you ever thought you could be. And that you can make lemonade out of lemons. And there are blessings and messes if you look for them.
How can people get a hold of you if they want to find out more?
I have a Facebook page that's dedicated to my book, and they can find me by Kendra Hurd. But I also have a website that there's a link to the book on there, and the website is stresshardiness.com, and it's all one word. And that's one of the big words from the mind-body medicine training from Harvard. That's what they're all about, is stress hardiness.